Good morning, Ilya. It's such a pleasure to be with all of you and your listeners.
Now, September 8th, Grandparents' Day, it's an interesting day.
So fascinating that we have the opportunity to speak, because with the book that I've written, I was really thinking from the perspective of coping with uncopable parents, but grandparents is a really neat thing too, because we have the opportunity, those of us who are in the sandwich generation between our own growing families and the elders, to interact with them a lot of the time as well.
What are some good tips on living with grandparents?
Indeed, because to live with grandparents brings its own pros and cons, doesn't it, really? And the upside of all of that is that we have the opportunity for the various generations to gain access to the family history, to what really the grandparents can bring by way of context, experience, maturity, stories that once that generation passes are no longer accessible. I know that with my mother passing away in 2010 and my father in August of 2012, now truly that part of their stories is gone really forever. And if I didn't get the chance to really know what they wanted to impart before they left, which was the case with my mother, I now have those gaps. And so I would really encourage families living with their grandparents to take advantage of what they want to share, because they have lots to share, and it is so very enriching for the younger folks.
Absolutely. And I know that society nowadays is so busy. I mean, we live a very fast-paced lifestyle, a lot of families. I mean, it's important to maybe, I guess, interact a lot more, isn't it?
It really is, you know, and I know all of us have so very many competing priorities on our plates. There's hardly enough time to fit it all in. So the answer really is how to make a conscious and deliberate effort to make that time. I might not even suggest it needs to be a ton of hours per day necessarily because of busy lives, but at least an attempt to carve out even just a short portion of the day to connect together as a family unit.
What are some good tips on dealing with maybe hard to get along with grandparents? Are there any tips you can maybe offer?
Well, there certainly are, because we first have to understand, I think, Ilya, that the elders are going through their own trials and tribulations. And I have learned in contending, especially with my dad, who was extremely stubborn and difficult, a first tip is actually Q-tip. And it stands for quit taking it personally. Because how we define elders' naughty behaviors is not necessarily about us. Because what if we looked beneath the surface and we actually found out the essence is they may be afraid of passing away. The unknown beckons. And they resist the vulnerability as we would too. So when we perceive it, that they drone on about their glory days, and we sometimes hear the same, what we feel to be tired old stories, over and over and over, they may be feeling that that's all that's left for them. As in my father's case, you know, he used to start sentences with, "Did I ever tell you?" And we in the family around him used to say, "Oh my goodness, here he goes again," but just smile in recognition for the thousandth repetition and just stay calm, centered, and, you know, allow yourself to feel all of your feelings, but also reframe some of your own thoughts and attitudes about grandparents or parents.
Well, this Sunday is Grandparents' Day. What type of things are happening around the world for this?
Well, what I know is that it's a real opportunity for people globally to indeed step off that stage, as we've been saying, and really celebrate and honor the grandparents. The encouragement is to spend time. I know that when we've had various and sundry events here in Canada, it's always been with the recognition of how much those generations have contributed to society. There are special celebrations, you know, governmentally and otherwise, to acknowledge their contributions, to give them something back, to treat them well, and on a familial level, that most certainly includes spending that time and really honoring and celebrating everything that they have meant within the family unit itself.
Well, some good tips there on coping with uncopable parents and grandparents. Joining us is the author of that book, Caroline Hamilton, live from Canada. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so very much for having me on. It has been my distinct pleasure.